The two sounds today are and When you make the M sound, roll it around like a ball of nectar. Is the primordial breath, with the tongue on the roof of the mouth open, and no sound other than the breath as you exhale. Lying on your back in the baseline position, bring your awareness to the breath. Make small movements to check the density of your tissues. Call to yourself to come. Come here. Come to the present moment. Bend the knees and bring them closer to the chest, placing your hands on the skull, the fingers pointing in the direction of the brainstem, the palms at the top of the head above the ears. Imagine the hands are sending energy into the lobes of the brain. Breathe into the belly. Exhale with curling more deeply into the fetal position, the chin coming to your chest. This is called enfolding, just as the embryo folds in upon itself. Pause and then inhale, unfolding but keeping the knees bent and the head curled. Exhale M as you enfold again into the embryonic shape, rolling the vibration around like a ball of nectar in your belly, pausing to make micro movements from the base of the midline. Breathe into the belly as you slightly unfold again on the inhale. Rest briefly in open attention. When you're ready, continue this movement of enfoldment and unfolding, working from the bottom of the midline as slowly as you can while maintaining the supine fetal position. Bonnie Gintis says that healing and change in an adult are guided by the same physiologic principles as growth and development of the embryo into a child. There is a field of embryonic potential, an undifferentiated state that unfolds and guides growth and development, as well as adaptation, change, and the healing process of adults. Emily says, the purpose of continuum is that it is a way of restoring personal access to billions of years of intelligence that has spiraled into the very swirl of our embryonic coil. continuum maintains that we are a part of an unfolding process that remains intact within us all the time. As each one of us enters into the stream of intelligence that moves through our cells and every liquid part of us, our consciousness is merged with pulsating nectar, and we are bathed with the story of the stars. So now transition to laying on your side in a fetal position. The hands can be as before, or reposition to either the face or the chest. The enfolding and unfolding can be micro movements in the fetal position while making ha on the exhale. And when you pause, allow the spine to move in little waves from the bottom of the midline of the torso. These can become larger spirals up the spine on exhale, pausing between breaths to notice inner sensation. Continue to enfold and unfold on your side in the fetal position for several minutes. Emily would say that whether you're growing a baby, or growing neural networks in your brain, or growing muscles, all are within the same embryonic field. The style of micro movements, undulations, appear in everyone. It's all in the same spiral, with different forms of expressive outcomes. Begin to transition to your back once again and lay in open attention. When you are ready, take a moment to move your arms and legs gracefully, spiraling the hands, the feet, the fingers, legs, and arms, which could lead into a cozy stretch. As the dive ends, take a few moments to write down several phrases that come to mind, or draw an image to describe your experience, or even write a poem. And this is the end of the embryonic dive.